Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, my friend, and glad to have you tuned in this morning. Kind of a cloudy, clammy, kind of cold, frankly, morning for this type of time of March. Good morning. We're glad to have you tuned to our program. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, and a significant day for many reasons, and I hope that you will give us a call. That would make it very significant. The telephone number is 800-288-WBAP. Please call right now, 800-288-9227, 800-288-9227. 9227 or WBAP, and we will be here for 2 hours, and then this afternoon I'm going to be speaking at 3 o'clock at the Collin County Master Gardeners The Garden Show at Myers Park and Event Center. That is on Lake Forest, several miles, about three miles maybe. There'll be lots of signage north of US 380 in McKinney. It's in Northwest McKinney. Baylor Hospital is right there at that intersection of 380 and Lake Forest. And you go north past Baylor Hospital on Lake Forest and just keep on going. And you'll see me there at 3. The show opens at 11 today, and it is time right now for, oh, and I need to tell you, that is a paid appearance paid to me by the Collin County Master Gardeners, with all of my proceeds, all my honorarium, going to help at Serenity High in McKinney. And I think, I'm just going to ask, Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, are you involved today, Steve?
I was there yesterday.
You were there yesterday. That's why I didn't say, and you'll see Steve too, because you won't today. Yeah, that's great. They put a wonderful show on, don't they?
It was very good.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to come, and thank you for helping the folks in Collin County. It's very generous of you. And you're seeing some signs of spring around your place there at the Botanic Gardens. Tell us about them.
Well, there are. In fact, this is one sign that I think you would enjoy talking about, and this is a forsythia blooming at our main entrance. This is a deciduous shrub, of course. It gets about 5 to 7 feet tall, and in the spring it has brilliant yellow flowers before the leaves emerge. It's not showy the rest of the year, but it's best.
But it's not ugly.
It's best to use it, I think, toward the back of the border or a shrub bed. But I tell you, I don't think there's ever been a year that has looked as good as it has this spring because of all the cold weather we've had this winter that has induced that good spring bloom.
Yeah, it likes the cold weather. I posted it a photo of my own on my Facebook page yesterday, and right out my office window at my house toward my Santa barn. I said this is mine, and I love this plant. I did my master's research using forsythia.
I know
and
that.
I've loved that plant all my life. I think it's my favorite spring flowering shrub. There are some other wonderful ones, but I really like it. And I had posts for another reason. I've been boosting a couple of the Facebook posts, and they've gone all over the country, and people from Massachusetts and elsewhere. And I had one from Belize. The guy said, "Oh, I love that fragrance, but I don't like the bees around it." And I thought, you know, I've never smelled a thing on forsythia in my life, nor have I ever seen bees around it. And he talked about one 10 to 15 feet tall in his home in Massachusetts when he was growing. I thought, I don't think so. That's something else. Anyway, forsythia. Did I take us off track at all?
Well, in a good way.
Yeah, off to Marfa somewhere there. Oh, speaking of fragrant, I just saw what you have next. That's my favorite.
Mason and plums. Yeah. Yes. They have just burst into bloom, you know, the past week or so, and they're beautiful throughout the garden. This, of course, is a native deciduous tree that gets about 15, maybe 20 feet tall. But they're still blooming strong and looking good. The bark is very dark and sets off the profusion of white blossoms, which have a wonderful honey fragrance. And you can really smell that fragrance when you get close to these trees.
I got back from San Antonio Friday night, got out of my car in the dark, and ours is blooming. And I couldn't see it, but I could smell it. And I just said to my wife how much I love that smell. And I at the printing company in near the airport in San Antonio, all of the mountain laurels are in bloom. Mm. And I had, for the first time in my life, the ability to compare the two aromas, not side by side, but nostril to nostril in the same day. And I like Mexican plum. They're both great, but Mexican plum's my favorite. This is my favorite report you've ever filed. Third plant is a beautiful bulb.
Well, it is, and this is summer snowflake, and it's not summer yet. It's not even, it's hardly spring.
Yeah.
But it's blooming now. This is a bulb that tolerates clay soil and moist conditions. The foliage gets about 16 inches tall. It's a little battered from our cold temperatures, but the flowers have come out very well. And at the anyway, the flowers consist of little white bell-shaped flowers, inverted bell-shaped flowers, and at the end of each petal is a green dot. It's a very dainty little flower. But it's a nice drift. It's a beautiful bulb and has a nice effect. These naturalize well and do very well in our area.
This is summer snowflake or leucogium. It's a bulb you would plant in early fall. And, folks, the foliage looks very much like a beautiful daffodil leaf and just a pretty plant. And then all of a sudden these little bell-shaped flowers. Beautiful. Butterflies in the garden. How's that going?
Oh, very well. Still underway through April 6th. You know, we will have released 12,000 live butterflies from North, Central, and South America, Africa, and Asia into our conservatory. The exhibit is open daily, including weekend Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and people may purchase their tickets in advance online through a link in our website or on site in the Garden Center. All tickets are timed entrance tickets.
All right. You can find everything you need, including the ability to buy tickets at fwbg.org. That's the website with all of the information of all of the gardens, all the activities of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And there are lots of activities, butterflies in the garden being one of them. What's the information number, Steve?
That is 817-392-5510.
And if somebody would like to come out and see you today or sometime this week, how do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Thank you, my friend. I will talk to you next Sunday. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, thank you.
Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by Norway Irrigation. Another one of my longtime friends, Bill Jensen. I've known Bill for 44 years. Wow. Norway, that's longer than I've known almost anybody in my life other than my wife. I've known her for 49 years. Golly. Oh, Bill. Norway Irrigation, founded in 1983, and they have served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area for all that time, and they go certainly outside the immediate DFW area as well. Thousands of happy customers for the finest in sprinkler irrigation. Water never mattered more than it does this year, and so you need to have a quality sprinkler system. You need to have a quality company install that sprinkler system, and Norway Irrigation has all of that going for them. Now, Bill determined early in his career that he did not want to become mega company with outlets in every city in America. He wanted to have a single location, a set of people working for him that he knew he could trust. He goes out, does the bids. He is there. He is hands-on in getting the job done right. They use Weathermatic equipment, the best in the business, and he does not compromise the integrity of his system that he installs. When somebody says, could I save $100 if I did this or that? Bill said, yeah, I suppose you could, but I'm not going to do that because I think you'll spend more in the long run. I love this guy and what he stands for. That's Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, thank you very much. Let me embellish on that. I could use some calls right now. We have Tyler in Keller, and so we'll go to that call in just an instant, and then I'd like to have your call. And that number at the radio station, again, for a plant question is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And without getting into the detail of the offer, this is the last day of the preprint offer for my brand new book, and the number to my magazine office, so that you'll have it, is 800-752-GROW. Do not call that with a plant question, though. 800-752-4769. It's going to be extremely busy there, so I thought I'd give you that number ahead of time. And you can order also at neilsperry.com. Let's go to Tyler in Keller. Tyler, this is Neil Sperry with you. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
You've addressed St. Augustine problems before in your program, but I couldn't quite remember what you said, but the fungus that I have in my front yard has actually pretty much killed all of my front yard.
All right.
And so I didn't know how to get rid of it or how to remedy it. I know you said something about potash and a certain type. I was just wondering if you could kind of clarify.
No. I wouldn't have said that at all. It is not a nutrient thing. Let me tell you, the problem that I'm going to have in helping Tyler is that there are many problems that befall St. Augustine, and going through the whole litany of all of them is probably a 20 or 30 minute discussion. I have that with friends when I get invited over for supper. By the way, Neil, while you're here, and there's just no way out of it on radio, I just can't devote that much time to it. What time of year? Maybe I can help you, but I've got to have extremely specific answers from you. What month did you see this at its worst? What month?
Probably had to be in the middle of the summer probably June or July.
All right, the only two midsummer problems that you will see in St. Augustine, the only two are chinch bugs in the hot, sunny parts of the yard, and then gray leaf spot in all areas of St. Augustine, just in sweeps across the yard, and that will follow by a couple of weeks applications of nitrogen. Nitrogen exacerbates that particular disease, gray leaf spot. You have a yard that looks like it needs to be fertilized, you put fertilizer out, and 2 weeks later it looks worse, and that is gray leaf spot. But I have to tell you, I'm swinging at Nolan Ryan fastballs blindfolded because it could be a lot of other things. Now, I have on my Facebook page and at neilsperry.com a huge document where I gave great detail of all of the St. Augustine diagnostics and how to figure out exactly what you do have. One thing I will tell you is make triply sure that what you're seeing in the diet is not related to shade, that's not worse in the shade than it is out in the sun. Because
it's
if that's...
worse in the sun.
Okay, yeah. Then that's probably chinch bugs. It could very well be chinch bugs. And see there, if I'd have told you to put a fungicide or something out, then we'd have missed it completely. So you need to make sure. But take a look at those diagnostics. It's Neil, NEILSPERRY.com, or just my name on Facebook, and then look in my notes. I've archived those long things there.
Okay.
All right. Let me know if you get to a point and you say, well, I think this is what I have. I just want to ask this or that. Then I can fine tune it for you.
Okay. Yeah, I just knew because when we watered, the water restrictions happened. We put the soaker hose on the yard, and I have a valve box. And it seemed like the valve box would fill up water when I did the soaker hose. And I felt like the grass never really dried out. That's why I thought it might be a fungus.
No, it doesn't sound like it to me, but I guess, those are two different sets of symptoms. You know, it rained today and the Yankees lost in spring training. Well, I don't know that those are related to each other. They happen on the same day, but whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. But all right, Tyler, thank you much. I appreciate it. Okay, folks, I really don't know what I'm talking about because it has been a long week, and this coming week is going to be long also. My book is rolling on the presses as we speak right now. Let's see, this is press check number 19 out of 44. We're not quite halfway there yet, but the book is looking beautiful. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening will finish sometime late this week, and then we'll go to the bindery for a week, and then it goes into the postal service, and it comes toward your house if you have ordered. I have decided, because it is delayed by 3 weeks, to give you, I shot ahead, I led you a little bit, kind of anticipating how many might be ordered. I added that to my purchase. And so through today, you can still get the preprint. I mean, it's already printing, but I'll give you the preprint offer, the lowest price I will ever offer on my brand new book, Lone Star Gardening. And that is $24.95. Now, I'm self-publishing this book. It will not be in stores. It will not be on Amazon. You'll see my old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening in stores. I don't own that book. This one I'm doing myself because I just didn't want to mess with royalty issues. People are not always... never mind. I won't get into that detail here. But I just decided I wanted to be able to design this book with a wonderful graphic designer and a great editor. 344 pages, more than 840 of my photographs, and we've kept the price at only $24.95 plus $7 postage for the box and the mailing. Now, you can save even more by buying a one-year new or renewal subscription to my magazine at the very same time at half price if you buy it with the book. That total price is $36.90. Isn't that something? $24.95 or $36.90 plus the $7 postage. My magazine office has extra people today. It will be open until 11 this morning. This is your last chance to save the maximum on my brand new book. Starting tomorrow, price goes up. It will not be extended. The book is beautiful. Satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. Now, you can order all day today at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Or if you need to call for help, you can call right now, 800-752-GROW. If it's busy, please call back in 2 minutes, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or neilsperry.com.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
I have a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been during a terrible drought, and I know you're aware of that. Our plants and our shrubs are taking a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just 3 steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize, and remember that water alone is not enough. You can use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products that you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's two fine names I hope you'll remember. Scott's Miracle-Gro.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Let me tell you right now about Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, and their women's services. I have a long-time affiliation with Baylor because 9 years ago, our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano. And every time that I drive by that beautiful hospital, I think about the ICU and how 11 days she was in a coma and how 11 days they put their arms around us and around our daughter, and they said, "We can get there." And boy, they said early on, "We think we can get there, and we're going to give it our best shot." And their best shot was fabulous. Well, my wife is on the Baylor McKinney board now, and we love talking about Baylor. Just ask and bring a chair. At Baylor Medical Center McKinney and Baylor Regional Center at Plano, they recognize that women need specialized care throughout their lives. That's why many of the physicians on the Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano medical staff specialize in women's health care. From well woman exams to obstetrical, breast, and other services, including minimally invasive gynecological care technology, you can count on Baylor to give you the care you deserve and the quality you expect. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano or lady services of any kind, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. Phone number, if you'd like to call right now, we have our longest segment coming up, so I'll be able to get to you if you will call right away, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Number to my magazine office if you need that to get through, if it was busy earlier, 800-752-GROW. Gene in Mesquite, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Mr. for you.
Yes, sir.
This is a should I question.
Okay.
Got a 20 by 4 raised bed. I want to plant 4 varieties of tomatoes. Is that a good idea, or should I just stick with one variety?
Oh, no, it's a great idea always to diversify, and so I would plant 4. I would have one cherry tomato or salad tomato because it will bear well into the summer. Nobody wants to have to cut those up for a hamburger, but they are certainly great on salads, and they outproduce the others. So I'd have one tomato that would be a Sweet 100 or Red Cherry or something of that sort. And then you'd want the rest to be your larger tomatoes. You might have Roma, you might have Porter. Those are kind of small to mid-sized tomatoes. And then you could get up into the larger ones like Super Fantastic or Celebrity. Another one that is, Tycoon is what I was trying to think of. It's a comparatively new variety that is being touted. So there are several good mid-sized varieties. Just stay away from the great big ones. They do not set in the heat. And they should not be sold in Texas anywhere, actually.
All right, I appreciate it. I called you about a month ago about turnip seeds, and they froze.
Sorry about that. Welcome to agriculture, right? This is what the farmers face every day of their lives. One suggestion, Gene, on the tomatoes, and that is don't crowd them too much. I'd give them at least probably 42 inches between plants, just so you get good air circulation and good sunlight to them.
Okay, and I can't wait to get your book.
Oh, tell me. I agree with you. Thank you so much. Have a great day. All right, we're going to take our break early. Folks, love to have your calls. Call right now, won't you please? I solicit that phone call at 800-288-WBAP. I'll bet you everybody's going to wait and call right at the end of the program today. 800-288-9227. 800-288-WBAP. All right, and I'm going to give it periodically the booster shot to my own magazine phone number if you're ordering the book, 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. Dallas Plumbing Company. Oh, I love getting to tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company because we are happy customers of Dallas Plumbing Company, and we were before I ever did my first ad. Let me think, about 7 years before I ever did my first ad, we had been using their services. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to Dallas-Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903. That is 111 years serving the DFW Metroplex. Oh, my goodness. They have earned multiple awards, including Consumer Choice Award, Best Plumber, and D Magazine, just all kinds of things they have won, and the list continues to grow and grow and grow. Now, they are a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Right now, you can get up to $1,450 rebated on a new Carrier heating and cooling unit, or 0% interest if you pay in full within a year. This offer is good through May 31. 2014. Call Dallas Plumbing Company for details and a free estimate. Carrier, turn to the experts. Dallas Plumbing Company has a complete kitchen and bath fixture and faucet and fixture showroom. That's where we got all of the fixtures for our home when we remodeled 9 years ago. Come on in, they say. See all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs on display. Dallas Plumbing, of course, can install, repair, and maintain anything that they sell. They are the best for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services of all types. And they're at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas if you want to go see that showroom. 11055 Plano, just outside LBJ Freeway, about half a mile to a mile. And they're open Monday through Friday, regular hours, business hours, and then Saturday mornings. For more information, call 214-340-6300, or if you need to book their services, 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
This week at Callaway's Nursery, it's all about roses and lasting beauty to your landscape with America's favorite flower, the rose. Right now at Callaway's, you won't find a larger selection of roses to choose from. Beautiful roses in bud and in bloom, vibrant knockouts, sophisticated drift roses, earth kind, hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, and hardy climbers. all at 20% off, but that's at Callaway's. They put them on sale at the prime selling time. That's a deal from Callaway's. If you need help with your selection, Callaway's employees more than 100. Listen to this sentence, please. Callaway's employees more than 100 Texas certified nursery professionals. Wow. There's no nursery in Texas that has that kind of number. They are available to help you at all Callaway's locations. You can plant with confidence as Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything that they sell. Sign up to be a Garden Club member at any Callaway's nursery or at their website, callaways.com, callaways.com. You'll receive special discounts and offers delivered right to your inbox. Callaway's Nursery is a Texas company, 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. Go to callaways.com to find a Callaway store near you. You know where they are, though. They're beautiful. You know where they are. Open daily 9 to 6. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. It's my buddy Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. It is now 8:31 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Driving without paying, well, that could be costly for you. We'll have that story coming up after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, cloudy, cool, and breezy today with a high of only 56. Winds are going to be out of the northeast up to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight with a low of 39. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit warmer, still below average, though, the high 65. And then for your Tuesday, sunny and comfortable again, a high 65. 48 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Fort Worth, you've got I-35W southbound at Reisinger Road, an accident blocking the two left lanes. Dallas North Tollway, northbound ramp to Highway 121, there's an accident reported on that ramp. Also, Dallas North Tollway, northbound of Beltline Road, construction blocking the left lane until 3 this afternoon. And on eastbound 635 LBJ at Garland Road, you've got road debris, and that is blocking the HOV lane. Texas Department of Transportation joining the battle to make some of the worst toll road deadbeats pay up. The Austin American Statesman reports TxDOT plans to partner with law enforcement agencies to impound vehicles of those who've run up at least 100 violations within a year but still drive the tollways. Some interesting claims and insurance are going to be filed in the St. Louis area in the coming day as some pachyderms got loose.
Three female elephants escaped their handlers at a suburban St. Louis circus, and they went to the parking lot, crushing a number of vehicles and the loading door of the arena. Witnesses believe a loud noise scared the animals. The handlers were able to settle them down, and no one was injured. Sean Balint, St. Louis.
Officials in Houston say an unknown amount of especially thick, sticky oil has leaked into Galveston Bay following a ship collision there yesterday. Crews worked through the night skimming oil. Containment booms also put in place. Again, the high today, 56 degrees. It is 48 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. And I'd like to tell you right now about the SPCA of Texas Pet of this week. And it's Brewster. Brewster is a handsome and happy boy and can't wait to find his forever family. He has packed his bags. He is sitting by his door waiting for you to stop by. Sweet 8-year-old Labrador mix. And his previous owner moved and could not move Brewster. And Brewster left behind. Poor Brewster. But he's coming to your house. I hope he is anyway. He loves human companions, gets along wonderfully with children, other dogs. He's a Labrador mix. You would expect him to have a sweet personality. Now, this smarty pants also knows how to sit and stay and lay down and come here. So his previous owner obviously spent time with Brewster, and so do the people there at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. Brewster is already house-trained, loves to go on walks. What are you waiting for? Brewster's waiting on you. And he's hoping you'll come by after noon today. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week at the McKinney Shelter. That is on Stacy Road, just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. Main Street, if you're coming from Frisco, turns into Stacy when you go across Custer. It's magical. You'll not even realize. I've changed street names. And that'll be Stacy, and it'll be on the south side of Stacy there. That's 84, what's the number here? Get it, Neil? Find 8411 Stacy Road. Now, just like all of the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Brewster's already been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines, And they invite you, if you'd like, to bring your current dog out and hold him to that statement that he gets along well with other pets. You'll see that happen. It's going to be fun for you to adopt Brewster at the SPCA shelter in McKinney, and there are lots of other nice dogs and cats there waiting for you as well. I'm an adopted dog. I am. I'm a mongrel, and I was adopted by two wonderful parents who waited 16 years before I was adopted, and it was the best thing that ever happened in my life, and I hope it was a good thing in their life. I think it was, probably. So, back to reality here. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, and they're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. Folks, these places, we've adopted 21 rescue animals in our married life, and these places are cheerful, and the people are friendly. You'll love it. Take the kids with you, because it really, you take lots of kids with you. You'll come home with a car full of dogs. I love it. SPCA, you can see the dogs at spca.org/findapet. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I had too much fun with that one. And that report is here every week at this time.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Advanced Foundation Repair came aboard with me as an advertiser in 1995, and I have to tell you, I said to Fred Marshall, the owner, founder of the company, at that time, Fred, I want to do ads for you, but I don't understand this industry. So I did my homework as best I could. I didn't become an expert, but I did know to call a lot of people, including a lot of their customers, and I got glowing remarks on them, and I continue to. Even to this day, they're just great people. And I can add two glowing remarks myself, because they did work at my home. They did work at my magazine office. One is a slab. One is a pier and beam, old historic house. That's the magazine office. And their work is so good and affordable and done quickly and efficiently. Advanced Foundation Repair. The estimates they will give you to see if you have the home exam that they give your home inspection is free, and then the estimate will be very affordable and no obligation. I mean, you get the inspection and you take it or leave it if you wish, if they tell you what it's going to cost to have the repair done. But I'll tell you, take it, because it's going to be lower than anybody else's, and their work is so good. It's guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, transferable from owner to owner to owner. I can tell you, again, from firsthand experience, they're the best. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you very much. And that phone number to my magazine office one more time. I'm just going to drop it in periodically. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. And as you just heard, neilsperry.com, a last day for the special low price offer on my brand new book. Tom is in Richardson. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my question is, Richardson and a lot of North Dallas has gone to a mandatory twice-a-month watering schedule. What havoc will that wreak on the average St. Augustine lawn?
Well, I don't know if they're going to leave it at that. That was for the wintertime, and a lot of it, of course, depends on what water comes into Lake Levan and Hubbard and the other outer lakes. that provide our irrigation water, but into the early summer we could get by very easily on twice a month watering. I have not run my sprinklers at my home all winter. I haven't even felt the need to do that. The soil is moist. We've had enough rain to help that. We just haven't had the runoff to replenish the lakes. I don't know if they will go to once a week, and that we can certainly survive once a week in the summer. Twice a month would be difficult. Wichita Falls is not allowed to water at all now outdoors, or at least last I heard. So, I mean, it could get worse. I hope it won't. I don't think it will. There's a huge investment consumers and commercial businesses have made in landscaping, and there has to be some middle ground in there where we have what we have to have. I mean, we got to drink, and we have to be able to wash dishes and things. So I understand that, but anyway, right. I think we just, you know, this is why I like the serenity prayer so much. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I can't change. I'll go worry about something else, like the national debt right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Quick question. Does your book cover heat healthy plants? My wife and I just bought a new home in Richardson and kind of want to plant according to, you know, the drought conditions we've been under. Does your book have a section specific to that?
My book has a very, yeah, it's printing today. In fact, it's called Basics. My printing consultant is there watching that press run because there isn't a lot of color in that part of it. But I will tell you that the approach that I have is, let's not panic by what is happening today. When we start getting flooding rains, we don't think about only water gardening and putting in fish ponds in our yard. And when we're in a drought, we should not think about bringing plants that are native to El Paso here to grow, because when it does get wet, those plants will die. They're not native here for a reason. They can't handle wet soil. So let's take that middle ground. And my book tries to teach that we need to landscape to averages, not to extremes. Oh, I cover that. I cover that very fully for you. I'll promise. If you buy the book and you don't think it's offered what you wanted, I'll pay every penny back, including the postage.
We'll get it on order today. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for the call. You bet. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Norm in University Park. Norm, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, Neil, I've already got your book on order, but I doubt it covers this subject. My question is there a ground cover more resistant to dog urine than St. Augustine? I had a real problem last year with, frankly, my lawn's mostly gone in my backyard. I have a small backyard with my big golden retriever using it on a regular basis.
Right. I don't know of any that is more resistant to the salts. That's what it would be. Let me explain to you that along the Texas Gulf Coast, where the soils have a lot of salt, granted, it's not exactly the same salt, but it's still a high soluble salt content. St. Augustine does better than other grasses. I think you're dealing with the best one. I think training may be the next step. If you can possibly train the dog to go somewhere over in one area that you put expanded shale, or you put pine bark mulch in and replace it periodically, or gravel or river rock. Well, not river rock. They're not going to walk on river rock, but a place that you can rinse periodically. I think that may be the best bet. I don't have a good answer. It's a great question. I wish there were a good answer.
So do I, but I'll try getting going back under my shrubs. I got some shrubs he likes to go back under. Maybe I can get him going to the bathroom there.
I think if you can do some training and rewarding, I think that may be your best. It's a lot easier to train it. Let me make an assumption. I think it would be easier to train a dog than to start replacing a whole lawn. Physically easier. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Neil.
All righty. Mike in Arlington. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I got a dog question too, ironically.
Yeah.
Mine is that I've got mature Nellie R. Stevens who put out rather profusus red berries. And one of the dogs, I've got two of them, they're Shelties. One of them actually likes to eat the berries, and I just wanted to make sure they were not poisonous.
Well, holly berries are toxic to humans. I will tell you I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, birds eat holly fruit all the time, and they get intoxicated by it if the fruit has begun to ferment, but they don't die. You don't see birds kicking up their heels all over the place from eating yaupon holly berries, for example. The waxwings just cleaned all the yaupons off in Collin County anyway. So I don't know exactly what to tell you. Holly berries fall about the same time. They're falling right now. And I would think you could maybe shake the plant or take a PVC pipe and sweep up like a nine iron shot and just kind of whang the branches.
I'm going to interrupt you. I got about 30 of them back there.
Well, okay, but what I was trying to think of a way to get them off at one time so you could blow them into a pile and pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you need to ask your vet or call a veterinarian poison control center, do some research online. Ilex is the genus, and if you use that, Ilex fruit toxic dogs veterinarian, that kind of a search, I think it'll put you into university websites that might give you some help. But I have dogs. I have a ton of Nellie R. Stevens. I have a lot more than 30, and I've never seen a problem.
Okay.
I had more trouble with my corgi eating the scatter of sunflower seeds that hit the ground, getting plugged up with that. That was painful, painful to watch, painful for Ernie. But I haven't seen any problem with the berries.
Okay.
That's about a 10 on a scale of 1 to 100 for quality answer, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, he hasn't got sick yet, and yeah. I was just calling, I'm looking forward. I've already purchased your book.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to getting it.
I am happy to say it's not very far away. Take care. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, we have lines open now. Didn't give the number for a little while because we had lots of calls. Now I'll give the number. Don't have lots of calls. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, won't you please? 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Well, as you've been hearing this morning, today is the last day that you can save the maximum. I mean, the price is going to go up significantly on my brand new book. When I began talking about the book in November, I told you that it was going to be $24.95 and it would have about 250 pages. It has 344 pages, and I held to that price. I said, you know, I can't go back on that price now. I've got to keep the offer out there as long as I said I would. And so it's cost me money to do that. But this is your last chance. Price will go up significantly because after today, I'm going to charge what the book is really worth. And I would really recommend that you call before 11 today. My office is open until 11. My book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is on the presses as I speak. I'll be heading right back after I give a public appearance at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Collin County Master Gardeners The Garden Show at Myers Park in McKinney. I'll be headed back to the presses to do press checks all of this week, 24 hours a day, about every six and a half hours. I do a press check and sign off on all the color. I love doing that. I have my printing consultant, Colin Flood, helping this weekend while I'm back in the Metroplex. Book is printing at Clear Visions in San Antonio, doing a beautiful job. It's going to be gorgeous. This is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I did it completely differently. Somebody else owns that book. I decide, you know, I'm going to tell people the 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of their plants in the calendar section. We're going to tell them all about trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables, the basics of gardening in Texas, lots of charts, lots of very specific bulleted information to help you find the right plant for your place. 840 of my photographs, all for $24.95 before the price goes up. $7 postage. Want to save even more? Then buy the book and my magazine together, and I'll give you the magazine at half price, new or renewal subscription. But you must call before 11 today. The office closes at 11, and the offer for live purchases at the office goes away at 11 today. You can order all day today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Please don't ask tomorrow. Is it too late? Answer right now, I'll tell you, is yes. So call right now, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. This book will not be in stores. The price will go up. The offer will not be extended. And the book is not going to be on Amazon. 800-752-GROW or neilsperry.com.
Does your swimming pool need a spring cleaning? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to do the job for you. Did your pool equipment suffer winter freeze damage? Does your pool motor sound funny? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. Does your pond water look murky and brown? Well, come to Dixon Brothers for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products to make your pond sparkling clean and your fish healthy and happy. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. For 41 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water wheel pumps, and supplies. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
24/7 news.
Every hour, every day.
Right now, on time traffic.
24 hours a day.
The weather from people you trust. It's all right here. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Soil Building Systems is the leading manufacturer and wholesaler of high-quality bag and bulk organic compost, soil mixes, mulches, and specialty products since 1972. Soil Building Systems is now open 7 days a week for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays 7 to 3, and on Sundays from 11 to 3. Soil Building Systems is your trusted local manufacturer for over 40 years. Their materials can be found in the most prestigious installations in and around the Metroplex. They can deliver material right to your door. Or if you prefer, materials are available bagged or in bulk. They're open every day for pickups and deliveries. Whether you're looking for some top-notch compost and soil mixes to tune up your tulips or a nice mulch to make your beds pop, Soil Building Systems has it all. Call them at 972-831-8181. That's 972-831-8181. Or drop by their Dallas location at 1770 Y Street in Dallas. You can also order anytime from their comprehensive website, soilbuilding.com.
Well, I want to tell you right now that the folks at North Haven Gardens are all bedecked for springtime. I hope that you'll get by there. This is a legacy garden center. It is a glorious, beautiful garden center at 7700 North Haven Road. That's a block west of Central between Hillcrest and Central. They are open 7 days a week. It's prime planting time for tomato transplants, and North Haven Gardens has a great variety of very special transplants available in quart and 4-inch pots. Start the vegetable garden of your dreams by using their raised vegetable bed installation service. North Haven Gardens will do all the heavy lifting for you. They can deliver and install their 3x6 or 4x8 recycled redwood raised bed kits with soil. Get a rich, fertile head start on your home harvest. Visit NHG.com for more information. NHG.com for North Haven Gardens. Oh, I hope that you will get by North Haven, though, and not just go to the website, because they are so beautiful. They have native Texas plants available for your water-wise landscaping. Texas mountain laurels, they're beautiful. Drought-tolerant, native, evergreen to southwest Texas, glossy green foliage, and fragrant spring blooms. Regal Mist pink muley grass, compact size, glossy green foliage, feathery pinkish flowers set this extraordinary selection apart from other varieties of pink muley. Red Yucca Tuff is an evergreen perennial with tall, long-lasting coral red flower spikes. Celebrate the Herb Fest at North Haven Gardens on April 5 and 6. There'll be chef demonstrations on the versatility of herbs in your garden. You won't want to miss out on the presentations on herbal folklore, edible flowers, larval host plant herbs, and designing with herbs in containers. North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road since 1951, between Hillcrest and Central, 214-363-5316, NHG.com, North Haven Gardens. Back to our phone lines, it's Al in Paradise. Al, good morning.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering, can I still put, someone was telling me I need to put some dormant oil on my trees. I have some nut and fruit trees.
Yeah, if you're talking about Paradise, Texas, as opposed to Paradise, Iowa,
Paradise, Texas.
I wouldn't. because they're not dormant. They're growing. They're budding out. They're blooming. It has to go on while the plants are completely dormant. The ideal timing for it, Al, would be late January or early February, when you get a time period of 48 hours when it will not freeze and will not rain.
Okay.
So that's why it's called dormant oil, or horticulture. A lot of the companies are now calling it more horticultural oil, because there is a summer mixing rate that you can use to put on plants in the summertime, not so much on fruit trees, but on plants that get scale insects, such as Euonymus. And so it'll be called horticultural oil a lot of times. It's the same product, basically, but not now. No.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And also, is it too late to put out starter potatoes?
Yeah. Same time period. Mid-February is the time for. Are you talking about now Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes?
Just Irish potatoes.
Irish potatoes, mid-February, between the 10th and 20th of February.
All right.
We got to give you a wake-up call earlier next year. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll put it on my calendar to call you.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks, Al. Let's go to Buck in University Park. Buck, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil, and looking forward to your book.
Thank you.
My question is, we've got a bunch of star jasmine that look pretty crispy due to the cold weather, and I'm wondering, I'm assuming we just need to shear that back, right?
Let me tell you what I have always done with star jasmine, including the ones that I have that are Madison, the one that was supposed to be more winter hardy. I don't have it now, but what I have always done with it when it freezes, I've always cut it back to the ground, because I start at the, just pick a height 3 feet off the ground, and those twigs are dead, so I cut them back, and I find that there's nothing alive above ground. And nothing comes back up out of the ground. When they freeze, they die, Buck, I'm afraid. That's what scares me. But start at the top, cut them back, and then when you get to living tissue, you can stop. By now, they should be offering to green out if they're going to. I'm going to take about 20 seconds. I have a minute, and I'm going to take 20 seconds to explain. I don't think they're winter hardy this far north. The new USDA hardiness map from 2012 shows that they ought to be. I think it's an aberration based on about 10 or 12 years of really warm winters that we had in the late 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I have in the very front pages of my new book, you'll see that I have put the 1990 map in there also. And I say to people, if you are buying plants that look to be borderline for your area, see if they would have been recommended in 90. And if not, then don't plant very many of them, because they may be vulnerable. I think that the next map they do is going to shift it back a little ways, I'll bet you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thank you, Buck. Folks, we have lines open right now at 800-288-WBAP. To my magazine office, 800-752-4769. I'll be back.